this was your first video that you've ever watched of us, they're not all like this.
Skip it. If this is your first
Yeah.
video,
Just,
skip
it
it.
never happened.
Yeah.
Skip it.
Always. Hashtag double chin for the win.
Welcome, people. I feel like it's been a long time, but it's been a week, I guess.
Yeah, it's been longer for us because we are recording on a Friday
Friday.
night as opposed to a Wednesday night.
Today's Friday, March 22nd. Lindsay was sick again.
Surprise, surprise. 2019 is not my year.
Not at all.
Not my
I
year.
thought 2019 was going to be a great year.
No.
And so far this year, I'd like a do-over.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm feeling a do-over for sure. So yes, recording. Sorry. Recording on Friday. Late. We actually had a date.
I know.
We had a date. We went out to a brewery, which we don't do. That's not our scene. There's a
No.
restaurant attached to the brewery, which was, it was good, but nothing like.
I left there. I was like, I'm too old. Everyone's like,
Yeah.
for what? I was like, for this. I didn't appreciate it.
Yeah.
Felt like I was eating dinner in a warehouse, and then I went next door to stand
And drink beer in
and
a
drank
warehouse.
beer in a
Yeah.
warehouse. It was, I don't.
That's the brewery scene right now, man.
I know, but I don't get it. It's just not for me. Not for the prices.
No. No, that I.
Expensive food, expensive beer, and it's a warehouse with concrete flooring.
Yeah. It was cold.
It was very
Very, very
drafty or
cold.
something. Yeah. So we had a good time. We enjoyed each other's company,
We did.
but I would not go back there.
No. No,
No.
it's just not, it's not for us. I mean,
No. No.
the beer was
Beer.
beer. I mean, not the best beer I've had.
No. I didn't like what I had, I'll tell you that
No,
much.
and I like IPAs, so I've had a lot of IPAs, but so I had the regular IPA and the double IPA, and
It's just, it wasn't for us. It wasn't for us.
but we got out.
We got out.
We got out.
We got out. But now we're back in our basement. Here we are.
Yes, it's cold.
Work must continue.
Yes.
It's not that bad down here, actually. But I have heat pumping directly onto us, so. Anyways.
So what's new with you, Lindsay?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Don't even ask me the
Don't even ask me
question.
that
It's
question. Okay.
absolutely nothing is new with me.
Okay.
Moving on. We did have a point, probably the only thing we're going to talk about. Hopefully we keep this shorter. I'm still very tired, from being sick all week. And it is later than we usually are down here. It's already 10 o'clock.
We are not doing this live.
We are not doing this live. This is just totally different. We just wanted to still get it out Saturday morning, so here we are. However,
Do it for the tube.
we are at our 1 year anniversary for the Old Soul Patreon. So we did kind of want to, I guess Aaron Moore had points to talk about with that,
I did.
while you're lighting your cigar.
Yeah. Yeah, this is Viva la Vida, which, if I'm not mistaken, was blended by AJ Fernandez.
Okay.
Don't quote me on that. I've
Okay.
done no research on this cigar.
Yeah. You're
This is
just smoking
not
it.
a cigar review.
Yeah.
Just smoking this cigar. I actually have never heard of this company. It's excuse me, I have to.
It's, don't ask me.
Artesano del Tabaco.
Never heard of it.
Never heard of them. Gift from Business and the Beard.
That's very nice.
Yeah. So we'll see.
Yeah.
He spoke highly of it.
I'm sure it's fine.
I actually feel out of practice from having a cigar. It's been few days for me.
Oh, wow.
Since Wednesday.
Wow. It's been what? Since last Wednesday
For you?
for me.
Wow.
It's been over a week. Aaron means like it was 3 days ago or 2 days ago.
Two days ago.
I'm talking like over a week ago. Right?
Man, that feels like a month ago.
This has been a very long
I
month.
have no concept of
Yeah.
anything.
Yeah.
All right, so you probably want me to keep this moving.
Yeah, well, it's already too slow.
All right. So yes, we have had 1 year on Patreon. So 1 year trying to monetize the old soul through a membership-driven business model.
Okay.
So I thought this would be appropriate time to recognize that and to do some very high-level lessons learned. And if I were to do it over again, if I were to start over, what I would do differently.
Okay. Should I ask you these questions or they're not questions? They're just bullet points.
More bullet points.
Okay.
You could read them.
No, I don't really care.
Okay. Well, I think that, so, just being totally frank, open, and honest.
Why is it Frank? Why isn't something else?
Like Thomas?
Yeah.
Being totally Thomas. I don't know. Frank. Just Frank. Being Frank.
How did that come?
Because I think back in the 1800s, there was probably a guy at a bar named Frank, and Frank always spoke his mind. So if you were going to speak your mind, you're being like Frank. You're going to be Frank.
Okay.
So I'm going to be Frank.
Okay.
That guy at the bar.
Okay.
With no filter.
Yeah.
And I'll say I because I think you had the old soul idea. I don't think I talked to you about Patreon before I actually set it up.
You just did it
one day.
Yeah.
I did it completely backwards. And if I were to do it all over again, I wouldn't have a Patreon page, period.
You would do it forwards?
I would do it forwards. Okay. Yeah. So I think I think for this type of business where it's content driven.
Okay.
You need to have community first, monetize second. Kind of use your community to help you figure out what to sell, what to offer, what to charge, what that looks like. And then give them that thing, knowing that since they helped you get to that decision, you have a higher chance of people paying for whatever because they helped you craft it.
Right.
Where all of this is my and our idea, and we think it's great, which is fine, but not many other people think it's that good of an idea. And we've been promoting it for a year among friends, family, social networks, all over the place. People know that we do this, but there's a disconnect somewhere, or we're doing a bad job of promoting it, or who knows what. But it's just not connecting enough to the point where people are willing to spend. On average, people are not eager to sign up for something like this.
Right.
So I would, if I were to do it again, build the community first and then monetize it.
Right.
Yeah.
No, it makes sense. We knew from the get-go that it was going to be harder because of that. You're starting from scratch with nothing.
Correct.
As opposed to anybody that we're really talking to that's going into business or whatever from Instagram that we've been connecting with, they have well over 1,000 followers already. And then because of that, they are now doing XYZ.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. And so I think like for the content, especially because and we were talking about this at dinner, after our dinner, we actually had the date and then we talked about business. The magazine, which is what started this entire thing.
Yeah.
No one except members have access to that. So it's a very limited audience who actually get to read the exclusive content of the magazine. And therefore, it's not really shared widely. No one gets an idea of what it is. They kind of have to trust you going into it.
Right.
So it's just harder.
Yeah.
It's different. So I think I went about it wrong. Entirely. So show the value, build fans, and then give yourself time to understand your business model and what you offer. Understand your business in general. Like I think we just started the business too early as far as trying to monetize it like right away. We should have taken time to figure out what does that look like?
Yeah.
What does it mean? Now, we've iterated along the way, and we've changed things along the way, which is fine.
Yeah, we had to do a revamp.
We have a very small group of people that we're impacting. But overall, I think just taking your time, figuring out your craft, if it's a creative thing, and...
Oh, my God. Now I'm like a cozy cocoon over here. I'm like, that's probably why I'm so sleepy.
Oh.
It's just amazing. You're literally sweating?
I'm sweating. Anyways... I hope I'm not boring you.
No, I'm just tired. I really, this is past my bedtime. Okay. I've had a long week. feels like a year.
All right. So keep going.
Yeah.
All right. The magazine needs contributors. These are all cons. These are all things.
Yeah.
These are
none of this. A complaint list.
This is a complaint list.
This is a bitch fest. This is from Aaron.
It's a bitch fest. It's recognizing my faults.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
if you're going to embark upon a magazine.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so for those of you watching, if it's appropriate to drink while you're watching this, take a shot every time Lindsay yawns.
Oh man, they're gonna be lit in 5 minutes. Once I start yawning, I can't stop. Wow, this is a stellar show. Oh my god.
You two might ban us just because our content's not stellar this week.
Lord.
Yeah. The magazine needs contributors. So these are just like I put it upon myself that I would like each issue to have as many words as possible. Like 10,000 words.
Yeah.
Seems like a good amount of, you know,
Content,
right? Yeah. That's a lot. It's a lot of words.
Yeah.
It's a lot of words to read, and it's a lot of words to write.
Mm-hmm.
While producing all the other content that we produce, and having a life.
It'll be like I'm waking up in the morning when people watch this.
Yeah, welcome to Saturday morning.
She needs a cup of coffee. She needs a cup of coffee. This is usually what it's like in the morning.
It is. It takes about 3 hours to get moving.
Yeah. My eyes are watering.
So magazine needs contributors, which again, I think goes into as a business model, understanding that first.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so I didn't know all the work that would go into creating this. So if I were to set out...
Every time you look at me, I immediately am self-conscious and the yawn goes away.
That's good. I feel like yawning on camera is akin to eating on camera, except this is... Let's talk about your hair, since it's here. Can we see your hair? Is that a thing? We can kind of see that? No, shut up, Siri.
Siri, go home.
You're drunk.
What? That it's gray?
Yes.
Next time you see me, it'll be blonde.
It'll be blonde. It'll wash out.
Yeah. Contributors for the magazine.
I've
you
said
need
that.
Them.
All right. And unless the community steps up.
Yeah. I didn't yawn.
For this type of thing where I was trying, like my entire.
There's one in there. It just has to come out.
Oh, God. Someone needs to count how many times Lindsay yawns in this video. Ads are required for the business model to be sustainable. People are immune to ads. Therefore, you can make a lot of money on ads. People are not going to see them. It doesn't bother them.
It bothers us more
than it bothers
us other people.
More than it bothers other people, which bothers me.
It bothers you that it doesn't bother people?
Yes.
Interesting.
Yeah. It should bother you. Like, you are being taken advantage of. They're trying to tell you to buy something that maybe you don't want to buy.
Or you already paid, so why are you still being advertised too?
So in our...
Aaron!
Are you serious?
I can't stop.
Maybe you should talk. So in our case, bottom of the line membership, $5 per month.
Yeah.
Okay, you get exclusive access to a magazine that no one else can get. And you get early access to all of our content.
So right.
It's $60 per year. You get 4 issues of the magazine. They could take that $60 and get a subscription for themselves and a friend of theirs. So 2 subscriptions for $60.
Right.
Okay. To Cigar Aficionado. Every month.
Right.
So mentally, for the customer, for the consumer, they get more bang for their buck. Via the traditional magazine route. They don't know me. They don't mind ads, so they're not willing to pay for an ad-free experience.
Right.
Okay. Bullet point done.
Okay.
But this is tough with you yawning.
Why?
Because I feel like I'm talking to myself.
Why? It's not personal. It's tired.
All right. So people are cheap that are accustomed to ads. That's a point that I just wanted to reiterate there. And just because we think it's a good idea doesn't mean that people are willing to pay for it.
Right. Right. I'm answering. I'm contributing.
Okay.
I cannot stop, though, for real. I'm going to try to drink some water. Oh, that was a big one. This is the worst show ever.
This is the worst.
I don't think we should publish this.
Even if people know you well, even if you have friends, and you tell them, hey, I'm starting this business, as a friend, people should just support you. Okay, that's just like, that's like being a friend 101. If your friend says, I'm starting a coffee shop, if you used to go to Starbucks, you should now switch your routine and you should go to them.
Yeah.
Support your friends.
Yeah.
No, not always. Not always the case, apparently. Apparently, that is not required, which I kind of thought that it would be. And I'm not complaining here, but...
I don't know. I think you are.
Okay, you think friends. Okay. But I just think, you know...
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we've been saying that.
It honestly surprised me.
Yeah. Like,
it did surprise me. It just surprised me. I thought I would have a little bit more support immediately from people that I have known for longer than 5 years.
Yeah.
Again, I'm not complaining. I have nothing against
people.
Right. It was just shocking.
Yeah.
Surprising to me. It was surprising.
Take a shot every time Aaron said surprising.
That's okay. You can do that. Yes. Okay. So those are like the lessons learned. So I would, if I were to do that, this again, I would look at that list and I would not do that. Why are you laughing? Oh man, this is not good. Welcome to Saturdays at the Lounge. I don't know if I actually introed it. I'm Aaron. This is Lindsay. This is episode 11. We made it to 11.
Oh my gosh.
All right. So something else. And we talked about this tonight. I feel like old soul. In general,
yeah,
was kind of dipping our toes in the cigar industry.
Where's this conversation
going? I'm not going to say anything that I shouldn't say. Don't give me those looks. All right. So I think because of that, I have been feeling like recently I have not. I'm not putting this on you. This is me. Because it's more of like a, you know. Unofficial, and you know, it's neither here nor there. It's kind of new. People don't really get it. You know what I mean? It's like
okay.
a different thing
okay.
as far as the cigar industry is concerned.
Yeah.
I held myself back.
With?
The old soul. Like I...
But how? What held you back?
Like me. Me, myself, and I.
Are you going to finish this thought, or am I interrupting you?
No, you continue. I mean, you're talking.
But how did you hold yourself back? Because
it is not, because it's more of like an experimental thing.
Yeah, experiential.
Yeah, it's that too. It is that too. No, but because it's like, it's new, it's not a proven business model, it's different. I have nothing to lose. There's nothing on the line necessarily.
Sanity.
Well, that, but
who needs sanity?
Right. No, I just think like if Aaron, if you wanted to get in, cause I did this because I wanted to get into the cigar industry.
Right.
This was looking back at the last year. Well, it did kind of introduce us to other aspects of the industry and connect us with a few other people. It didn't really get us into the industry.
No.
No. This was a very safe, very,
right,
very Harrisburg, Pennsylvania way to try something.
Yeah. But
so this isn't lessons learned. This is just observations.
I do think that this ultimately led to things that are to come.
That is correct. Agreed.
Right.
Yes. And that's a point that I made to Billy when I was, no, he didn't know he was getting into this when him and I got together, but I did kind of unload a little bit. You know, I don't get to do that very often, but
yeah,
I did tell him. So even though I feel like this was like a half-ass type thing, it did open doors that otherwise would not have opened.
Yeah.
And for future ventures that we'll talk about in the future, all of the content that we are creating will still play a role.
Right.
Right. So it all does into the larger goal of being more a part of what we want to be a part of with the cigar industry.
Right.
And the level at which we want to be a part of it.
Right. Well, we didn't. Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. 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 Was that it?
For that point.
Oh, okay. I was going to continue, but
no, continue.
No, I don't know.
No, go.
No, because then it's like you're bobbing and weaving.
Don't bob and. I mean, well.
No, we're bobbing
and weaving. Okay, we're bobbing and weaving.
Yeah, we're bobbing and weaving.
So, but I do think if you want it, whatever it is, and if you can, you just need to go all in.
Yeah.
Like if I was single, if I had no family, if I had no ties to this area other than like my parents and an apartment.
Yeah.
I would be a sale rep.
Yeah.
That would be the way, with no experience, with no connections, find a company that you can do a sale rep. You can be a salesperson for.
Yeah.
And do that. That's how you can get into the industry. But I.
Well, yeah, we looked into that.
Right.
The lifestyle's horrendous.
I'm not.
If you have a family.
If I'm going to get a divorce and not have a relationship with my family because of my job, I will be a pilot like I originally wanted to be.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Okay. Blah, 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 blah. Right. So next steps, being realistic with our goals. So what we do want to achieve, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm real dragging. I hit a wall like you would not believe.
All right. So being realistic with ourselves and what we want to achieve within the next 2 to 5 years, aligning our time, our money, and our businesses to those goals, and changing things that need to be changed and prioritizing what needs to be prioritized. Period. With no emotion, just doing what needs to be done to accomplish the goals that we have.
Right.
Right. Which is bobbing and weaving and stating that more to come, but that's... Okay, so closing thought.
Okay.
I mean, for me, I mean, but you're yawning over there, so...
Oh, I don't know why you're so offended that I'm yawning.
No, but if you have, like, comments you want to say, you should say them. You can't be afraid to change things,
right?
Change is required, kind of like with flying, winds are going to change.
Yeah.
You will have to adjust course, in order to stay on track. So, yeah. So I guess we can't talk about a lot right now, but we do have, it has been a year on Patreon. We are probably going to be adjusting things, and we do have some larger projects that we'll talk about publicly soon.
Yeah. Do you feel like the last year was a wash or no?
Not at all. No, it was. It did open my eyes to the amount of time that it takes to run a creative business. And just because you build it does not mean that they will come.
Right.
At all. At all.
We don't have the... It could be premature for the decisions that we're making, first of all, because it has only been a year. However, we have so much else going on, and we are continually assessing everything that we're doing and everything that is taking up our time.
Daily basis, yeah.
We have to keep making decisions about things. We kind of can't sit on stuff forever.
No.
Because we will literally have no time then.
Correct.
Because there's just too much going on.
Yep.
Which is good. You should keep continually assess things. And
yeah, and I think a big thing is not continuing to do something because that's what you set out to do, because it could just be a shitty idea.
Yeah.
And you've tried it for a year, you've talked with a lot of people about it, it just never really stuck. Traction never really actually happened. Which is fine.
It's not it's not that there was no traction. The model needs to be broken down, basically. Like, we would still keep everything.
Yes.
It's like, but to solidify it in this one package that you're trying to sell, that part is where it breaks down.
Yeah.
That part never took off. Because the YouTube is doing well. All the individual things are doing well.
Yep.
It's just this package deal idea that people are not connecting with. And that could be on us. We did say. It could be our fault. But how much time, you know, if it's been a year and individually things are doing well, then like how much time do you have to force the package thing?
Right.
Just separate it and pick out what is doing well and focus.
Yeah. Well, and so I think the monetization strategy.
Right, which is what I'm saying.
We need to, like, right now we're pointing to this.
Right.
All the content's going there.
Right.
We can still use all that content and point somewhere else.
Correct.
You just have to be willing to make that change.
Correct.
Right.
Yeah. Which is not always that easy to do. Yeah. I'm kind of like, I think I'm bummed about it.
No, it's a great, because it's a great idea. Like, who wouldn't want to be able to do, like, your passion project? You have what they call 1,000 true fans that just show up.
Yeah.
Even though, I mean, it takes time.
But, right.
And that's where I think we put the, or I did, I put the cart before the horse.
Yeah.
As they say.
Yeah.
Build the community first. Develop your fans. Get your thousands of people that will listen to you, and then from that, find the 1,000 that will pay for what you want to offer them.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I agree. Yeah. For sure.
Trying to do it the other way, you then become more focused on trying to make money as opposed to building community, and
you just become a salesperson that you don't really want to be.
No. And I didn't want to do that. That's why I didn't want to have ads, because then I would have to sell to companies.
Right.
And I didn't want to do that.
Right.
But now I got to sell to individuals, which doesn't make sense.
Right.
Your time is better spent selling to companies who can pay more than individuals can pay.
Right.
Right. But then it goes against my idea of having an ad-free publication. So it was like this whole weird thought process.
Yeah.
But time spent, you're better off selling to companies who buy a lot for more. Individuals don't have to do that.
Right. No, I get it.
So all in all, though, a positive first year, just a lot of lessons learned, and changes will be coming as a result.
Yeah, a lot of, even though the list was very negative, thank you very much, Aaron. Maybe that's why I was yawning. You're just bringing me down.
That's how I do, though.
No, you're not usually
I am my own worst critic.
You're not usually that negative about things. A whole list of, like, cons?
Yeah.
No. That's me.
That's true. I don't know.
There were far more positives, in my opinion, than negatives in the past, 6 months. For sure.
Right.
But I think you carry the weight of stuff more than I do.
Yeah, I would agree.
For sure.
Yeah.
So now how do we end it?
I don't know.
It was all weird.
I don't know. It's awkward. It's kind of
a very strange vibe. Like, we just broke up and we had to tell people we were separating.
But we're not, though. We're not breaking up.
Strange.
This is just a reflection on the past year from a business standpoint.
I can see the YouTube clickbait now. Is this the end? ? ?
Yeah. All right. Done. Thank you.
It's so dramatic.
But it's not dramatic. I mean, we're not going anywhere.
We're in a weird frame of mind right now, first of all. I'm, delirious.
That too. Nothing is changing content-wise.
No, it's literally no all the same.
It's all the same. I was just rattling off a list of shit that I reflected on because yesterday...
I was feeling very emo about.
No, when I look at the past year, I did it all wrong. I did it wrong. I think if I were to remove the paywall entirely, if I were to start with no paywall, free content, free magazine, everything free, you don't pay for anything, I would have built a community over the past 365 days.
Yeah. No, I agree.
Now I did build, we do have a community. It's just a little smaller than I was hoping I would have after 365 days. That's all. Which is fine. That is what it is. Like, yeah. I have no qualms with that. It's just, yeah. For the goals that I have, that's not, you know, enough.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that.
No, there's not.
It's, you know.
Because as much as I, you know, want to view this as an art and a creative exercise, money.
You have to eat.
I got to eat. Exactly. It comes down to money. It does. Yeah. And I do want to make money at what I love. And while I made some money at what I love.
The way you say love is funny.
Love.
Love.
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't want it to sound like I'm ungrateful or complaining or whatever it is coming across as.
You came across as slitting your wrists or something.
Not that. Not doing that at all. Just I was being frank. Like, you know how Frank was at the bar. He would just speak his mind. He didn't care who was listening or who would get. He didn't care.
Did you just edit your...
I stopped.
You edited yourself.
I stopped.
He didn't give... like, what in the world? It's your show. Do whatever you want.
That's another part of it.
What?
That's a whole other part of it.
What?
Like, not fully embracing, I guess, myself. Or...
I know, we're both. We're still not ourselves in front of the camera.
We're not.
That's all there is to it.
We get close sometimes.
Sometimes.
Sometimes. Sometimes. But it's still, you know, there's still stuff.
Yeah. Like
mentally, yeah. Mental hurdles that need to be jumped over. And
yeah.
I wish I could remove them all, like right now, and just be me.
Yeah.
But I default to politically correct, safe.
Yeah.
Don't speak your mind.
Yeah. You don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. You don't want anyone offended. Yada, yada.
So anyways, the next year shall be fun. We have a lot of big projects.
Yeah.
Not a lot. We have a few big projects.
Yeah.
In the works.
Yeah.
And some changes that we are talking about.
Yes. All of which we will obviously keep you posted on.
We shall. Yeah. And... in the next few months, we will be in a better position to speak more freely on what those are.
To be more frank?
To be more frank.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. So I think we'll leave it at that for now.
Yes.
To be continued.
Yes.
This is not the end.
No.
Nothing is ending. Nothing is changing for the immediate future.
Stay calm. It affects us more than it affects anybody else. And it's like a non-issue.
It's a non-issue. This is all... you know, self-driven. We have no actual deadlines. We have no actual anything to worry about other than our goals.
Right.
Basically. I
mean, we're trying to move forward.
It's not you.
It's us.
It is us. It is in mostly my head, and then I transfer that to Lindsay.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Essentially.
Was that there the whole time?
It was. It makes it look like it's a real set. This is real. Okay. So we'll leave you there. Thank you for bearing with us on this late Friday night.
Yeah.
Or early Saturday morning when you guys watch this at 8 o'clock in the morning and wish that you did not. Thank you for watching. Thank you for your support. Subscribe wherever you are listening to this at. Subscribe, share,
blah, yada, blah, yada, blah. Yada,
yada, yada. Yada, that's it. It's done.
See you guys. Have a good week.
Peace out. Thanks for watching.
That was literally the worst.